This is the Cash Value Solutions Podcast, where your hosts, Jason Pohlmeier and Kyle Mann, shed light on little-known money truths to help you take control of your financial future and become your own banker. Subscribe, rate, and review the show, and check us out at cashvaluesolutions.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Cash Value Solutions Podcast this week. What are we going to talk about, Kyle?
We're going to talk about convertible term, like when it makes sense to use, and I guess why we use it as a tool in our business.
What is it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where we should start.
Sure.
So I'm going to guess that a lot of the listeners are familiar with term insurance and probably level term insurance. So just for some examples, maybe you would buy that for 10 years or 15 years or 20 or 30 years. You would buy a certain amount of death benefit, let's say $1 million, and the insurance company, as long as you pay that premium, whatever it is for that duration of time, as long as you pay that premium, they are on the hook to pay you that death benefit if you pass away in, let's say, you bought a 10-year policy at that 10-year time frame.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of that 10 years, that policy will typically expire, although you may have the chance to continue with that policy, just paying increased premiums every year going forward to keep it. That may or may not be the case.
Mm-hmm.
What I said at the end. Typically, though, most people, it's gone. You start over with a new policy if you get more insurance.
Yep.
Term insurance does not build cash value that you have access to.
No. You can get some term insurance that has return of premium. So after the allotted time, you can get all of your premium dollars back.
No interest paid on it, though.
No, yeah, no interest. And that's how they can do it. They charge you a little bit more. They're using your money to make money. And then you just get your basis that you paid.
Yep. So that's what people typically think of with term insurance. And it's the most affordable way to buy some death benefit, I would say.
And that's during your, certain times. I mean, if you're 70 trying to purchase term insurance, it would have been a lot better to have a whole life policy in force because it's going to be extremely expensive.
Yes, I absolutely agree with that. Also, if you, at the end of that, the example I used earlier, the 10-year policy, if you go and apply for a new policy, you'll have to go through underwriting again. You may or may not qualify for it. That is different from what we typically talk about with whole life, where even if we designed a policy where you only paid into it for 10 years, you would still have the death benefit regardless.
Yep.
There would be no underwriting needed to keep that death benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a pretty decent summation of what term insurance is. So convertible term insurance, think of it in the same light as term insurance, except for it allows you to convert the policy to typically any permanent policy that an insurance company offers at the time that you choose to convert it. It's going to cost a little bit more, but I mean, it's a small amount. Somewhere maybe around 5 or 10%. It's not very much for having the ability to convert to something permanent. It's also a nice feature of convertible term insurance. If you don't want to, you don't have to convert the entire $1 million to permanent life insurance. You could do, say, $500,000. Or I'm thinking of one company that we work with, the minimum face amount on their permanent life insurance product is $50,000. So at a minimum, you would have to convert $50,000 to whole life or whatever permanent product you choose, but no more than that if you didn't want to.
So that gives you some flexibility. If you do not have the ability right now to acquire whole life insurance because of the premium cost, well, you could, if you're in good health, you can at least lock your health in, and then you can, convert that to whole life at any time during that period. So we need to make sure that you have an idea of what you want to pay for whole life premiums in the future so that we can get enough convertible term insurance to be able to convert that into a whole life policy at that amount.
Yep. And that's not hard for us.
No.
To run that scenario. That's not difficult to do. Once we've gone through and looked at, you know, what your finances say, what you think that you want to do, we can, you know, we can throw together a couple quick policies and, you know, show them to you. Hey, maybe you want to pay $10,000 a year. This is how much convertible term we need to apply for. If you would want to do more than that, say 15, here's how much convertible term we'd want to apply for.
Sure.
And I mean like $10,000 a year in premium and $15,000 a year in premium.
Mm-hmm.
Should we talk about scenarios where we've actually used convertible term insurance, Kyle?
Sure. You can talk about right now. You're kind of thinking about doing some.
Yeah, we'll start with me. Right now, I have two permanent life insurance policies. Once harvest gets over, I'm going to be applying for another permanent life insurance policy on myself and one on my dad, because we work pretty closely together on the farm. And there would definitely be not only emotional and heartfelt loss, but some financial loss and harm that would come from losing him. So I'm going to be applying for two different policies at the end of this year. With the amount of premium that I am paying currently and how much more that I believe that I can be underwritten for, I don't think that I can afford to pay all that premium into policies right now. So what I'll do is on my dad, I will get a permanent policy, and on myself, I may do a convertible term policy. It depends what I actually get underwritten for, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what I'm looking at right now.
Which makes a lot of sense. I mean, you have quite a bit of insurance on yourself right now, and your dad being that big of an asset to you, if you would lose him, it makes, you know, sense to really get that, the whole life started right now.
Definitely. And, you know, another thing that I'm looking at is, well, potentially, and I know this strategy because this is something Nelson did. Well, Nelson would say, well, you can afford the permanent insurance. You just pay your premiums and borrow back out the cash value and use that. And that's another scenario that I'm going to go through. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but so that's another thing that I'm looking at with, you know, the policy on me, whether it's convertible term or it's something where I pay into it and I'm just using the liquidity that I have with it.
That comes down to a lot of personal preference and what you're comfortable with.
Yeah, doing that. Definitely so. Doesn't offer the same sort of flexibility in my eyes doing the second scenario of starting the permanent policy and then borrowing against it immediately.
Mm-hmm. Could work. You have to be disciplined and know what you're doing. That's not something we would... Well, it's absolutely something we wouldn't do for a beginner.
Yeah, the thing for me, I'm not scared about the discipline and stuff, but farm income can change so drastically from year to year. That's the thing that is a wild card for me that I'm not sure I want to leverage a policy like that. Even though I have other policies with, you know, liquidity in them, I guess it's just the thought process that I'm in with them.
Yeah, no. And also when renting ground, like you don't know if you're going to have that ground, you know, or when it's going to be taken away from you. So
absolutely. Especially when I have a landlady who is 94 years of age.
Yeah. Yeah. So other times when we use it is like kind of we've said in the beginning, like if you do not have enough money to start a policy right now, I mean, but you know, you want to start, you know, you want to get started with infinite banking as soon as you can. You know, what we recommend is, well, hey, you don't absolutely have to have a policy to practice the principles of infinite banking. You can do that in a bank account until you're ready. If you have credit card debt,
student loan debt, furniture debt, basically a lot of consumer debt falls into this category.
If you have that debt, you can do everything infinite. I mean, you can still use the concept, the principles of it. What I think it would be smart is if you have all that debt, get yourself some discipline, get a plan together, get a new credit card with 0% interest for 12 months, put all your debt on that thing, use the IBC principle of paying that off and then paying yourself back, and then get started on a policy.
Absolutely. And just be sure when you do that, you know all the ins and outs about that free 12 months of 0% interest, because a lot of times, if you don't have the entire balance paid off, they could go back and retroactively charge you interest. But just be aware of those things. But absolutely, good strategy.
There's always a way out of every situation that you're in, and there's always a way to get started with IBC. And maybe it's not necessarily doing IBC with a whole life policy right away, but getting that term insurance, convertible term insurance, and then doing IBC in a bank account, that's a great way to get started.
Yeah. So. And we've actually, we've ran into people that it looked like their budget was so tight that convertible term insurance even looked like too much of a stretch right now. Why was that? Because they have a business that they are just starting, so they're going through those upfront costs, and they have consumer debt.
Yep.
It's kind of a... It looks like things will work out quite well for them. They're actually developing a market very quickly for what they're doing in their business. But, I mean, just a lot of headwinds against them right now.
Sure. And that's... I mean, you see that in the starting of any business up front, but just know that having that consumer debt is... It puts the brakes on anything that you're trying to do. If you don't have a huge amount of capital, I don't necessarily think it's bad to have some consumer debt. If you can, if you can buy a vehicle for 2-4% interest, like, I think it could make sense to, finance that vehicle at that low interest rate.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. Because you're keeping your liquidity in your hands when you're doing that.
Not giving it all to the bank. So,
yeah. Another thing is with the convertible term insurance, this is just something, it's a little bit different for every product, so I won't go super specific, but typically some of the premium that you've paid on your convertible term policies can be transferred into premium on your permanent life insurance policy when you convert it.
Mm-hmm.
That is different with all carriers, so I don't think it's worth going in depth any more on that, but it's just kind of a nice feature of it. And it helps defray some of the cost of the convertible term insurance.
Sure. Yeah.
So.
Well, I think that's all we got for today. If you guys have any questions about this or want to get started with IBC, reach out to us.
Yeah. Let us know if we didn't answer a question about this stuff. It's not really discussed that much except for, in the world of infinite banking and whatnot. So, reach out to us if we didn't get something covered that you want to know about. But anyways, that's it for today, guys.
This was the Cash Value Solutions Podcast. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review the show. Check us out at cashvaluesolutions.com. And don't forget to tune in next week.